He called Huck Finn and he called Tom Sawyer. He called Andrew Jackson and his sister Latoya. Okay, so you see that Sarah Palin knows her history. And the reason I'm attacked is just no mystery. Next time, somebody will get sued for libel. But I know my U.S. history, because I read it in the Bible. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Fuck yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for choosing Southwest Airlines. Now, please listen to these important safety announcements and follow along on the information card that you find in your seat back pocket. Okay, now, in the unlikely event, there's a hole in the middle of the plane. There's a hole in the middle of the plane. There's a hole. There's a hole. There's a hole in the middle of the plane. It's nothing to be concerned about. Because there's an oxygen mask that drops when we pop a hole in the middle of the plane. There's an oxygen mask that drops when we pop a hole in the middle of the plane. If there's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the middle of the plane. Please take a breath and pass the mask to the passenger behind you. Okay, now, there's a charge for the use of the oxygen mask that drops when we pop a hole in the middle of the plane. There's a charge for the use of the oxygen mask that drops when we pop a hole in the middle of the plane. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the middle of the plane. Well, that was adequate. Now, we will only accept a credit card, no cash, please, for the charge to use the oxygen mask that drops when we pop a hole in the middle of the plane. Everybody. We will only accept a credit card, no cash, please, for the charge for the use of the oxygen mask that drops when we pop in the hole in the middle of the plane. Okay, everybody, sing it with me. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the middle of the plane. Much better. Now, final instructions. Please find your way to the nearest exit, keeping in mind that the nearest exit might be behind you or above you. And that there will also be an additional $35 handling fee for each bag that is sucked out of the roof, and we will only accept a credit card, no cash, please, for the extra charge for the use of the oxygen mask that drops when we pop a hole in the middle of the plane. And remember, when you fly Southwest, you not only get extra leg room, you get extra headroom. So let's bring it on home, everybody. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the middle of the plane. Thank you. Enjoy your flight.
Hi there, and welcome to Seriously Single Dating Service, where we help middle-aged men who are re-entering the dating world. Our first customer tonight is newly single and looking for love. Let's bring him out here tonight. All right, sir, what's your name, please?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, Arnold, what is your employment history, please?
Well, let's see, first I was Mr. Universe. And then it was the barbarian, and then it was the cybernetic organism who came back to destroy the human race. And then it was the cop with the kindergartner, and then it was the governor of California. And now I'm just taking a little bit of me time, and I'm working on the perfect strudel.
Now, you say you were the governor of California. How'd you get that job?
Total recall. Yes, it was total recall of Gray Davis. And I beat out several other seasoned politicians like Gary Coleman and a bunch of porn stars.
Well, you know, critics say you left California a shambles.
Oh, true lies. No, under my administration, I was able to reduce the state's dependency on the foreign protein shake. And I had other legislative victories that challenge you to find any other trained monkey to achieve.
Mm-hmm. It was revealed, you know, that you fathered a child out of wedlock.
I've not only fathered one, but if you saw my 1994 box office bomb Junior, you'd know that I've also mothered a child.
Uh-huh. Now, this baby, are you sure the baby's yours?
Well, he was able to bench press the nanny at 6 months, so I'm thinking, yep.
Okay, well, what would you say is the most important thing in a relationship?
Communication. Communication, that's what we're doing right now, we're communicating.
Okay. And what would you look for in a woman?
Well, as long as she's not a three-breasted cyborg, then I'd probably be interested.
Okay. Now, what would you do if you were contacted by a woman your own age?
Terminator.
And if she wasn't well endowed?
Terminator 2.
Okay, final question, Arnold. Boxers or briefs?
Commando.
Well, now's your chance to record your video greeting, so look right into the camera and talk to the woman of your dreams.
Hello, women of my dreams. Are you tired of dating a man who could only achieve Mr. World and Mr. Earth, but that could not be Mr. Universe? Would you like a man who's sensitive enough to cry after being kicked in the privates by the kindergartners? Or a man who's heroic enough to turn on the ancient alien reactor and provide oxygen to all the people of Mars? If that's the kind of man you're looking for, email me. My email is itsnotatumor@hastalavistababy.com. If you go on a date with me, you'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Capital Steps realize that every presidential campaign must need at least one candidate from Massachusetts trying to hide his liberal past. So please welcome Republican candidate for president in 2012, Mitt Romney.
I'm so handsome, am I not? I could host a TV game. It's my photograph you got when you bought that picture frame. I backed healthcare in the past, so to win the White House fight, gotta change positions fast. Help me fake it to the right. And if religion is your thing, go to Broadway now and find that they love the Book of Mormon. So I think this year is mine. I'll need 10 million votes, they say, to be my party's nominee. I'll get them all the Mormon way. When every Osmond votes for me.
Sarah Palin.
Michelle Bachman. Hey, you need to lighten up on that raccoon look. I almost shot you.
Oh, Sarah, you know, there's something pathetic about you trying to pull off this hot librarian look when you can barely read.
Oh, say what you want, but I'm a superstar. I'm like the LeBron James of governors.
You know, you're right, you were way overpaid, and when things got tough, you couldn't finish.
I don't even know what that means. But hey, we shouldn't fight. No, you know. Hey, it's tough being a gal in the good old boy world of politics. We should settle our differences like mature ladies.
Well, what did you have in mind? Maybe a debate?
Actually, I was thinking more of an evening gown swimsuit competition.
Yeah, right. How about we just try working together?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people say that we should run together.
Really?
Yeah, I get tons of emails from guys saying they'd like to see you under me and vice versa. Yeah. Hey, did you know that two women on a political ticket is called a ménage à trois?
Sarah, please understand me. I hope that you will think twice before you open your mouth. Please hear these words of advice. Don't go faking you're smart.
I couldn't if I tried.
I know the whole Constitution, 'cause it's tattooed on my thigh.
Don't go taking my part.
Last year your chest size went up.
I got some surgery done there, and now I wear a teacup.
Ooh, America knows it.
America knows.
Right from the start, they called you a tart.
Ooh, the voters all know it.
Voters all know.
Our IQ is clear,
but most people fear.
Ooh, we're George Bush in brassieres.
This next segment of the Capital Steps radio show is brought to you by Tiffany's, preferred by more presidential candidates' third wives than any other store. And now, their spokesman, Newt Gingrich.
Now, my friends, as you know, I recently lost much of my campaign staff. They are upset about some things that I said on Meet the Press and discussing Republican efforts to reform Medicare. Now, I further complicated the issue by saying that any ad which quoted what I said was a falsehood. So I'd like to take this opportunity to explain to you what I meant to say as clearly and logically as I possibly can. Now, Republican efforts to reform Medicare were proposed by Representative Paul Ryan. Ryan's hope. Hope and change. Don't go changing by Billy Joel, the piano man. One man, one vote. Rock the vote, don't rock the boat.